Good morning. Big changes on the way across interior New York and New England as a front that moved through late yesterday and overnight continues to track off the eastern seaboard. Showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours and gusty winds, push through the area along with the front through the overnight period, but now most of the action is tracking well off to the east and south and away from the region. High pressure building in behind the front will allow for skies to clear out. We'll have plenty of sunshine, comfortable humidity, and a nice developing northwest breeze today, and high temperatures will reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average. Refreshingly cooler and comfortable tonight with a clear sky and light winds, readings dropping back into the 40s across the hills and mountains, lower to mid-50s in the valleys. High pressure will hang on into the day tomorrow, bringing us mostly sunny skies, warm temperatures, and low humidity, with highs averaging in the mid-80s. On Wednesday, the humidity starts to creep back in around the backside of that high pressure, but still nice, with a mix of sun and clouds back into the middle 80s. A trough of low pressure and associated cool front will start to make an approach later on in the week. A scattered shower or thunderstorm possible Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid-80s with building humidity. And as that trough of low pressure moves over top of us on Friday, showers and thunderstorms will be likely, otherwise mostly cloudy skies in the upper 70s. Right now, it looks like it'll take at least into the beginning of the weekend for that front to move through. So scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible again on Saturday before we clear it out on Sunday. Highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ernesto, located about 180 miles east of Cabo Gracias a Dios on the Nicaragua-Honduras border. It's moving toward the west near 12 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through early tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Ernesto is expected to move north of the coast of Honduras tonight and tomorrow and approach the east coast of the Yucatan Peninsula tomorrow night, where a hurricane watch has been issued. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 36 to 48 hours. Elsewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, what was Tropical Storm Florence has now weakened to a tropical depression and is located about 1,610 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Additional weakening is forecast, and Florence is expected to degenerate into a remnant low within the next couple of days. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tampa International Airport in Florida at 11:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Timmins, Ontario, Canada, at 12:51 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 63, 87% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the upper 80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 72, the average temperature 80, which is 8 degrees above normal. 0.32 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, that's also the total for August so far, which puts us 0.32 below normal. And 20.68 inches for the year is 2.65 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 15 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 68. That's 33 above normal. And 589 for the season, which is 188 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1900. And the record low, 45 in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m., 14 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much more comfortable today with lower humidity, highs in the upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, and much more comfortable today with lower humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and much more comfortable today with lower humidity and highs in the upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, and much more comfortable today with lower humidity and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, and much more comfortable today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, low humidity, mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday in the mid-80s, a scattered shower or thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, in the mid-80s, showers and thunderstorms likely on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy, in the upper 70s, scattered showers and storms Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 70s, and drying out Sunday, lower 80s, under a mix of sun and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.